in Daf Ein Zayin Amud Beis, I saw a Moir Dike Sefer HaChinuch, which is Kedai to tell over. He explains the difference. Why is it that by a Mitzri, Dosh Nishi Yovei Lekal Hashem, by a Moini, a Moiovi, the Osa Adlo Ilo? Shoyresh HaMitzvah Niglo, Kihule Loidiyenu Shaloi Nisnaig Be'iser Im Zera Edoi. We should be not Noig Be'iser with the Bnei Edoi. V'loi Na'achikem Be'kal V'choyme Mi'bnei Amoi. And we shouldn't be Ma'achikem Be'kal V'choyme from Bnei Amoi. Amoi no Moyo. Bishvil pam achash leikid moison the balechem of a mayim, hichikonu hakel mayhem. So for one time of not being magd in balechem of a mayim, is the Rabbeinu Shalom was marchikas from them. Adoimiyim umitzriyim shetziru kol kachas Yisrael. Alachas kamo vekam. Savada givis. Kein ba asnu azor aleim shaloi limona mischatin ba. No, you shouldn't hold yourself back from being mischatin. Why? Ki ashibudim sheshibdu heim bonu. The shibudim that they were mishabedas, zeiris Hashem hoisa aleinu. That's the Rabbeinu Shalom zacheshbin. Ve'in lonu likboya aleihem sina bevoveinu alkach, so we should have a personal sinner for the tzores, the Rabbeinu Shalom, that was the Rabbeinu Shalom's cheshbin. They were only a shliach Hashem. Ve'acheinu yikoru bizgairom, uvoyom lachse istachas kanfe yashchine. Uva'ameinu moyov, but what's by ameinu moyov? Tam acher yesh al sinosom. There's another reason why we should hate them. Fu inyin hanevolo hagdoila shemotzu es levovom lasis. Because they did a meiridike nevolo. What's the meiridike nevolo? So he says, behaskomosoi, and this is in Taksamach Gimel. And in Tak Samach Aleph, when he speaks about Amin Amoyo, so the Chinuch says, what is the Nevola HaGedoyla that Amin Amoyo did? Ki Vaskamosoi Basiyas HaNevola HaMachoy Eres, he was maskim to do a Meiridike Nevola, V'lo Yochush Legalis Datoy Uvoshtoy Neged Amim Rabim, he wasn't ashamed to show it. Mare boze roya mizgoy vesachlis prisusay. So here he showed his true colors, his gebaldike prisus. Vechi ein boy oita kone laharsher atzme lahetiv masay. So he's hopeless already. Venishazek ivusoy ad shelo yuchaliskoin. This is a movie shelo yuchaliskin veish kamoyu. Now, what was the gewaldike nevole that he did? So when he explains the heter, that dafke noshim, dafke zchorim aros, noshim amuter, v'omru betamze, lefishei ishtarke lakadim, avoloyen ekevis, kloima shehein loyhoisa, Yodon banevolo kshelaykidmo Yisrael balechem of amayim. By them it wasn't a nevolo that they didn't go out. Shein derche ishalot says, Okelo yaaves mishpot lano sheisha bishvil nivlas ha'ish chalila lakel meresha. It's amuim dike chinuch. That the chinuch is telling us that the Mitzrim and Adoimim, that they were Mitzairos, Shetziru Kol Kachas Yisroel, he says, we're not Marchik them. Why not? Because that was Yad Hashem. Zeiris Hashem Aishaleinu. All the tzaras we suffered, that's from the Rabbi Nishlam. They were Shluchei Hashem. We shouldn't hate them. Ma she'ein kein, Asholei kitmu eschem bolechem bovamayim. And the Ramban is Moisef. Avram Avinu was Moisef Nefesh for their great-great-great-grandfather. He rescued them from Zdoim. And that's no menschlichkeit whatsoever. This person, that's not a mensch. It's a novel. And they're mufke likones leklal Yisrael. That's what the Chinuch says. Now, before we are on Daf Ayin Zainam at base, we hear in the Mishneh a machloikes Rab Yehuda in the Chachomim. Rab Shimon in the Chachomim. It's Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda, we'll see. Omar Rab Shimon, what is the din by the Nekeva of a Mitzri v'adoimi? So the Tanakhama says, Echot Tzchorim v'echot Nekevis. That there's a difference between Mitzri v'adoimi and Amoini and Mayavi. Amoini and Mayavi. So there's an Isar Oilam and the Tzchorim and the Nekevis and Mutter Meyat. A Mitzri v'adoimi. The whole list is only at Shalosh Shloisha Deiris. The third Deiris is Mutalovi Bekal Hashem. And there the list is Echad Tzchon Vechad Nekevis. Rab Shimon Mater as a Nekevis Miyad. Omar Rab Shimon Kalvachimer Hadvorim. So Rab Shimon said a Kalvachimer that the Nekevis of a Mitzri Vadoimi should be Mutter. Miyad. Ma im Bebokim Shosar as Haschorim Yisroilom. By a moini moavi, which the schorim are also loilom hitres anikavis miyad, mokim shloi osas haschorim elat shloi shedoires in the din shenatras anikavis miyad. Kalvachayma, by the isa, a moini moavi din anikavis amutar, it's an israelam, this is an isa doires, abadigavis, the anikavis should be mutar. Amrulai im haloche nekabel. If it's, you're telling us here, yeva kabole nekabel. Vim ledin yesh tshuve. But if you'll say that, als yer kalvachoyma, yesh tshuve. Now, our Gemara asks, my tshuve. What is the tshuve that we can frag up, Rab Shimon's kalvachoyma? So my chavrusa asked me, and then I found the Ashri Shakiv, and Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Ol Chaner, Daf Ayin Vov Amud Beis, and we'll see a few more. But ask a moiridike kasha. The tshuve, which our Gemara is going to tell us that the Chachomim are chaylik and Rab Shimon, it's not a posha to tshuve, it's not a posha to pirche, to shlug up his kal v'chayna. The est is a poshita pilche. We hear on Daf Ayin Zayin Omed Aleph, the Gemara said, how do you know that the Nekevis Amuta? So Rab Shimon said, you know how I know? Because the Pasuk says, Ashalikid mu eschem belechem uvamayim, is darkei leish lekadem in darkei shalish lekadem. So the Pasuk says, why are they also? They're also because we mentioned the chinuch a few minutes ago. They did a mice in the bola. Why did the kevis mutter? Because they didn't do a mice in the bola. Finished. So the pasuk spelled out black and white the reason why did the kevis mutter? Because they didn't do a mice in the bola. They didn't do anything wrong. So memele. So what shaychus does this have to isa mitzri? Teret asad a mitzri, the teret asad a doimi, for whatever the reason is, so mehechi teisi, there should be a reason to differentiate between a zoch and a keva. Here there's a reason why, because the reason the schom did a mice in the bowl, and the kevas didn't do a mice in the bowl. Mashenken over here, there's no difference between the schom and the kevas. How could you differentiate? The biggest pella is that the Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis says as follows. The Rambam, and it's the Bartanur in Mishnayis, He says Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah that Chachamim told Rab Shimon, Im Lodin Yesh Tshuve. So the Rambam says, HaTshuve, what is the Tshuve? The Efshalem Leforish, Ma'al Amin Amoyev, Shekenis Parish Taimon. This has a reason. Al Dvarish Lekidmo Eschem, Ha'ish Ta'arke Lekadim, V'loi Ha'isha. Taima b'mitzri v'adoimish loitola richukim b'gimul doiris b'dovor bo'ilom. The Torah did not give a reason why it's also. If there's a reason, the reason doesn't apply by women, so finished. So the Israel is only by men. But if the Torah didn't give a reason, the Torah said a mitzri is also, so, and they have no reason to differentiate between tzchom and the keva. So both of them are also. The Patanura says this on the Mishnah, and Rabbi Kivenga blies by Tzorchi, and the Gemara says, my Tshuva, the Gemara is a whole other Mahalach to explain the Shitas of the Chachomim. It's a Moira de Kekashe. I thought perhaps on the Etzim Kashe, Vulei Divrei HaRambam and the Patanura, which is not like the Gemara, perhaps we could say as follows. There's a Meiridike Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in an old asks Akasha, we have this Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrashes Bem. There's a Mamatzinu and a Kal V'chaima. So the Beis Yosef asks, why do you need a Midah of a Kal V'chaima? If I have a Midah of a Mamatzinu, so let us say like this, If a mamotzinu, let us say a bad marshal, a mamotzinu that if I can lift 100 pounds of flour, so I could lift 100 pounds of potatoes. That's a mamotzinu. I learn now potatoes from flour. What's a kal v'chaimer? A kal v'chaimer is, if I can lift 200 pounds of flour, I can certainly lift 100 pounds of flour. That's a kal v'chaimer. So, l'chaire, every kal v'chaimer is a mamotzinu. Plus, it's a kal v'chaimer. 200 pounds, about it was 100 pounds. So the Beis Yosef asks, why do you need a midah of a mamotzinu, of a kal v'chaimer? Typically, it's a mamotzinu. So the Beis Yosef answers, the Midah of Kal V'chaimer was said when you cannot make a Mamotzino. Then the Midah of Kal V'chaimer starts. Now let me explain this for 2 minutes. It's a Meiridike Yesod to understand the two Midas. The Midah of a Mamotzino works as follows. A Mamotzino means if I have two cases and the cases are similar, the two cases have a similarity, so therefore I'm permitted to derive that the halachas are also similar. That's the midah of a mamatzinu. When the cases are similar, the halachas also should be similar. If the cases are not similar, some hechitaisis should have similar halachas. That is the midah of a mamatzinu. The midah of a kal v'chaimer was said when the cases are not similar. But the Rabbi Nishlam told us a yesod. There can never be, the halach is derived as follows. Not because the cases are similar. There can never be that a dover kal should be more chomo than a dover chomo. So therefore a dover kal has to have all the coolest of the chomo. Or a dover chomer is to have all the chumras of the kal. That's the midah of a kal v'chaimer. The Rabbi Nishol is telling us in halachas, it can't be. That means looking, the Rabbi Nishol who knew all the halachas told us, it can never be that a dover kal should not have all the kulas of the chomer, and it can never be a dover chomer should not have all the chumras of the kal. That's the midah of a kal v'chaimer. So if that is a yesod of the midah of a kal v'chaimer, so memeila Rab Shimon said a kal v'chaimer, which is more kal, adoimi or mayavi? Mayavi is more kal. A mayavi is also lailam. And Adoimi is only also Shalosh Doiches. Adoimi is an Isaresim. Ayove is a Alav. So which is, so this is a Gringer Isar and this is a Chomodik Isar. It cannot be that a Gringer Isar should have more Chumras than the Chomodik Isar has. And if the Chomodik Isar, the Nekevis are Mutter, the Gringer Isar and the Nekevis have to be Mutter also. That's the middle of a Kavu Chaim. So don't tell me Cheshboinis. The whole mid of Kavochaimus works without Cheshboinus. The cases don't have to, without being Medama the cases. Zichya told me about Cheshbon, here there's such a reason, here there's such a reason. That's if you're being Medama the cases. That's the mid of a Mamatzinu. The mid of a Kavochaimus starts where you can't be Medama the cases. Afal Pike, and I have this mid that a Dovor Kal cannot have a Chaimer over a Dovor Chomer. Could be that is pshat in the Gemara. Hay the Rambam does say this svara. It could be a tliya is different. That means here the Torah specifically said, a reason for it, so the Torah is coming to tell us that where the reason doesn't apply, the halacha won't apply. So this is, when the Torah was beferish toila atam, so it could be this is different. That al kaponim is the svare. Agavuche the Yashashaki, when he asks this kasha, he asks on Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon of all people, who's dorish time the kro, here he makes a kalvachayme. That's the Yashashaki's kasha on Rab Shimon. But now let's go to the Gemara. What is the pirche we can ask on Rab Shimon's Kalvachayma? He made a Kalvachayma. That Madoch Moyovi, which is an Yisr Oilam, then the Kavis Amuta. Mitzri, which is an Yisr Doires, then the Kavis Richer should be Mutter. Omar Rabbe Barbachone, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Deikel Lemeimar, Arayis Yechichu. I have a pirch on your kalvachoyme. You're telling me that a dovo chomo, that a dovo kal, that a iso doiris, which is a dovo kal, an iso doiris, which is an iso kal, the nekevis have to be mutter. So I'll show you there's an iso doiris, and the nekevis are also. The kalameima arayis yechichu. Shloi also behen elo at shloisha doiris. Echot schorim ve echot nikevois. Now let us see Rashi. Now this is a schreckliche Gemara. Arayis yechichu. Shloi also behen elo shloisha doiris. There's only an issa of three doiris. Bas bitoi asuroloi. Vohu bechlau. So we have here three doiris, two doiris plus the grandfather. For also behem nekevois kischorim. And there we see the Torah didn't differentiate between nekevois kischorim. Bas bitoi ke bas benoi. We see bas bitoi is like bas benoi, just like bas benoi is also. So Basbita is also Basa. So we see by an Isra Deiris that Torah did not differentiate between the Kavis and Schorim. That's the Pirche that the Chachomim asked on Rab Shimon's Kalvochayma. So the Marsha asks a Moire de Kekashe. The Marsha says this Pirche is not at all similar to what we're talking about. What was Rab Shimon talking about? Rab Shimon is talking about that there's an Isser, the Torah asked a certain nation, a Moyovi, a Mitzri. So we say, when the Torah asked, the Torah only asked the Schorim of the nation. The Torah did not ask the Nekevis of the nation. So that means that the Nekevis are not also. That is what we're speaking about. When the Torah asked a pgam, was it koilu than the kavis or not koilu than the kavis? Here, a granddaughter is also. That's no shaila about it. We're not, a granddaughter is also. She's an akeva. That's the elder. A granddaughter is also. So the Marsha asks, so what's the chilek if she's a granddaughter min a ben? She's bas benoi or bas bitoi? In what connection does this have to what we're talking about? We're talking about the Torah didn't answer Nikavis, and here we're talking about a granddaughter is also, but a basbita shouldn't be also, according to Rab Shimon. And we see a basbita is also. So we see that, so he says, Lulei divrei Rashi, he would say a different pshat. What is this pshat? He said, he would say pshat in the Gemara, that we see that a grandfather is also in the granddaughter. So we see a grandfather. So there's a nisa on the grandfather. And the grandmother is also in the grandson. So there's a nisa on the kavis. Asis. And the isa, just like the Torah asa, the grandfather with the granddaughter, the Torah asa, the grandmother with the grandson. So Memeli says that is schorim kenekavis. I mean, they put an isser on the grandmother, just like the batisa on the grandfather. But he says there's one big problem, because the grandmother is not also within the grandson. It's only shnius. So it's wrong. Ey mimoi. Ey mimoi. Imoi is also. Ey mimoi is mutter. Ey maviv is mutter minatoir. It's only shnius. So it's wrong. He would want to say a beautiful pshat, but it's wrong. In Rashi's pshat, he doesn't understand. Now, I thought perhaps we can say a shtickle beer. I mean, it's a very difficult Gemara to understand over here, that the Gemara is proving from Bas Bitoi, since Bas Bitoi is also, so we see that also Schorim Kinekavis. And Befrat, the whole dimyan to Doiris is also very difficult over here. L'chayre, we understand that why is a grandfather also a granddaughter? Because that's a kuvah. The Isar HaRais, there are certain kuvahs which the Torah asserts, and these are kuvis. So what's the chilek if she's a kreiva? So what's the chilek? She's a kreiva through the mother, through the father, but she's a kreiva. Perhaps the Gemara understood it differently. Perhaps the Gemara understood that the issa, a father is also to a daughter. That's the issa. That's the issa. Alvis also be bitoy. Bas bitoy is only like a shirayim, a remnant of the issa bitoy. That means just like we see that by a mitzri, that the issa peters out. There's a mitzri rishain, a mitzri sheni. The issa, it's also wasa. It's a mitzri sheni. That means that as the generations progress, so the shame mitzri becomes niklash. It would seem that perhaps that is pshat. A father is not also in a granddaughter als granddaughter. Could be he's only also in a daughter. But the granddaughter is like, because there's an iser of a bas, so the bas creates an iser doiris. That means since there's an iser albitoi, so a bas, so the bas asels, the iser bas asels the bas bitoi. But not that she's also mitzadatzmai. If that is so perhaps we can understand a little the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying that, what are you telling me? By an iser doiris, it's a different type of an iser. It's an iser that dwindles out as the doiris progress. In the iser doiris, you're telling me that nekevis are not nesa. I'll show you that a nekevis can create an iser doiris. A bas ases her bas. So you see that in an Iser Doiris, not only is a Nekeva also, but a Nekeva can create an Iser. That's why Basbita is also. Maybe that's a shtickle mahalach in the Gemara. To understand the Gemara. I'll call upon him. Whatever the Gemara can mean, the Gemara, that's a pirche on the Kal Vachoyma of Rab Shimon. That we see that Nisar Doiris, Basbita is an Isar Doiris, and Basbita is also. Basbita is also Kebas Benoit. Echad Tzchon v'echad Nekevis. So the Gemara asks the Chachamim, Mala Rayish Sheken Kores. You can't bring me a Raya from a Rayis. A Rayis is an Isar Chomo. A Rayis is Kores. So Memelis, it could be by an Isar Chomo, even though it's an Isar Doiris. But there they answered the Kevis also, because it's an Isachomo. So the Gemara says, Mamzer Yechiyach. Mamzer, God is not an Isadoy, but it's not an Isachomo, it's an Isalav. And also we see Schorim and the Kevis are us. You're telling me, and Bafka and Isachomo, they answered the Kevis, Mamzer is an Isalav, and they also answered the Kevis. So the Gemara says, Mala Mamzer, Shekein Eini Roi Lovi Bekol Lo'ilam. Mamzer is Taker an Iser Kal Mitzad Oynish, but it's Iser Chomer, it's an Iser Oylam. Ma She'ein Kein Mitzri is an Iser Kal Mitzad Etzem Iser, it's not an Iser Koris, and it's not an Iser Oylam. That's, so you can't make a pirche for Mamzer. Mamzer is an Iser Oylam. Mitzri is an Iser Doiris. So the Gemara says, Arayis Yechichu. What are you saying? Mamzer is an Iser Oylam. That's why the Nekevis are also. Arayis Yechichu. It's not an Iser Oylam. And the Nekevis are also also. I'm al Arayis Shekein Iser Koris. It's an Iser Chomo. That's why the Nekevis are also. Is Mamzer Yechich. The Chosar Adin. Leiroizeh Keroizeh. Leiroizeh Keroizeh. Atzad ha-shove shebem sha-asurin ve-echad schorim ve-echad nekebis. Afan yovi mitzri and mitzri she-asurim echad schorim ve-echad nekebis. You can't say this the chomer of Koris is the goyrem, mamzer yechiyach. You can't say this the goylem of mamzer is the goylem, arayis yechiyach. So the Gemara asks, ma la-tzad ha-shove shebem she-ken yesh ben tzad Koris. No. Both of them are more chomer than Mitzri. By Arayis, it's a is the B is Bekoris. By a Mamzer, he was Neutzer through a B is Koris. There this Sheshmet von Koris in both cases. Hashem came Mitzri. Mitzri is Mufke. Mitzri is a Yisakal. There's no Koris there involved. An Yisakal and Yisar Beiris. So, Bemison, there's a Meredith Schwerkeit in our Gemara. Tosis is Meredith. The Gemara could have said right away, Mitzri is an Isarese. So it's, I don't have to go with the Mamzer's Isarolom. Mitzri is an Isarese. This is Isarab. This is an Isarese. So this is Gringer. It's an Isadoiris and Isarese. Okay, the Gemara asked it this way. The Rabbana. So Mamelis, you don't have a pirche. You don't have a pirche on the Kal Vachomer. V'rabonon mecholo dechai ve'ese uchi abeleze ben yaket. So he says, no, I have an iser, there's an iser chalolis from my iser ese. A koin habo ala ba'ula. That's an iser ese. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that she becomes a chalola. So this is a chalola from an iser ese. And let's just mention Taisvis, and Taisvis says a chalola from the Iser Eshi, only over an Eser, a kain is only over an Eser, if he's boiler. Merdek Chiddush says, and not Taisvis. So we have a chalolas, which is an Iser Eser, and Schorim and the Kevis, both of them are chalolim. The Iser chalolas is, and Schorim and the Kevis. So Mamela, so now you can't ask. The only thing you can ask, this is an Yisar Oilam. So Arai is Yechich. Finished. You can't say Yisar Oilam is the Sibbe because Arai is Yechich. You can't say Chaymare Yisaya is the Sibbe because Chalol is Yechich. That is the Pirche that the Chachomim asked on Rab Shimon's Kal Vachayma. So the Gemara says, Chalabalaza Ben Yaakov. Umay loiki. Because the Mishnah says further that Rab Shimon told them, no, your pirche is not a pirche. Ah, they do have a good pirche, a merdik a pirche. Hachi kamalu. The didi loi sviri li the Rab Elazar ben Yaakov. I don't hold like a Elazar ben Yaakov. I hold there's no chalolos from Chai v'yeser. So you can't prove anything from chalolos. So you can't show me an that is chom in the cave is Lididchu, the Sviriluchu, Karabalaza Ben Yaakov, Halacha Niyoyma. So I have a halacha. That is Pshat in the Mishnah. That's how the Gemara learns Pshat in the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. Shekein Kores. Toima be Mitzri Vadoimi Sheine Ela Ese. Mitzri Doim is only an Ese. Der Shlishi Yovilev, Vlei Rishim Vishaini. Vlava Bo Machlala Sei Asei Hilkach. There's an Isser Chorus, it's a Gewaldic Chaimel. Here there's only an Isser Asse. Mamzi Yechiach, Shein Chorus, Bibi Yosei, Vosse Boy Bitoi, Kibnoi. There's also Schom Kenekabis, Dachad Mamzeres, Vachad Mamzeros, there's no Chil between Schom and the Kabis. Arayish Yechichu, Shekshayrim, why do you say Mala Mamzat and Isser Oilom? Arai shechichu shekshayrim lekol Yisrael. The full of nagu for the kosher lekol Yisrael chutz mikoyvim. So the Gemara asked, Mal arai se mamzad is a tzad kores. Shrei mamzad afo pi shein kores be biyosoy, mikomokim yesh kores bi yitzirosoy. In the yitzire, there was kores. She noilad me isha, Shehila Oviv Bekores. So there's a Tzad Kores in the Yetziris HaMamza. V'Rabon and Omri Yeshuve Pochine Leila Rab Shimon Mecholo Dachai V'Yes. Kigoy. Koyin Godol Shinoso Anuse Oy Mefute. Shehi Olav Be'ese Psula Yikach V'Loy Be'ula. Bein kan lav de zoin, it's not a chai vi laven, the lekel man di oma bi is pni is nusi, el rabeloza, bila silcha se kevose, rabeloza ot poni abo pni aso zoin, we don't paskin like that, gebe pek abo yevimtai. Ve koma rabeloza ben yakei, hosom, avlat cholo, and rabeloza ben yakei says, that even though it's an es, avlat cholo, vohi pochi le rabon el rab shimin. This is the pirche that Rabbanan asked on Rab Shimon's Kal Vachayma. Arayis Yechichu. That we have a proof from Arayis that Anisa Doiris and the Kebis are awesome. Ma'al Arayis Shekein Kores, Cholo Dachai V'yasi Yechiyach, Shein Bo Kores, Basura Abbas Keben. The also Abbas Keben is awesome. Ma'al Cholo, there's no Isra on a cholol. If it's an Asura Habas Keben, once they may look at Itrume, they're both also the Itrume. Because like the Lehuzeru Ksheiras Linosi Lepsulim, a Kehen is allowed to marry a cholol. So the Loshen is Shver over here. Hakapon, Ma'ala cholol Sheken Yitzirosei Ba'aveire, who was created to an Aveire, Lefikach Osa Nekevis Kishom, that is a Choymer, but what Mitzri doesn't have, by them it's no Yitzirose Babere. Arai Shechichu, Shein Yitzirose Babere. Vosso Bas Bitoi Kebas Benoi. Mai Loiki, the Mashme de Ein Shuvaschem Shuve, it's not a Shuve. Loi Sfirali de Rabbeleze Ben Yaakov. Tein Cholo Mechai V'Yese. O Mechai V'Lavin Loi Metzisu Lemifrach. So now, to ask me a Kashe from a Cholo from Mechai V'Lavin, that's also more chomo than Mitzri. According to you, the sviruluchu yesh cholo, you hold yesh cholo, halochi ani oimer, shanekeves mutores. Before we go further, let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis says, Shekain yesh ben tzadkos. The taimo, the what's a mamzer is tzadkos. The taimo. The libe the Rabbi Yochanan kaiminon. This is Rabbi Bar Bachanan or Omer Rabbi Yochanan explained why the Chachamim hold this a tshuva on Rabbi Shimon's Kal Vachayman. The libe the Rabbi Yochanan kaiminon. The day ashken mamzer beloy tzadkos. The Kosovo, the Yesh Mamza, Meyavid Kechovim, Ve'eved Abor, Bas Yisrael. So why you tell me, what kind of pirch is this Yesh Bem Tzad Koris? There's a Mamza without a Tzad Koris. Ve'oy Taim. Amimotzi Lameyme, Mala Tzad Ashova, Shekein Lav, Taim, Be'mitzri Delek Ha'la. So the Gemara should have said this right away. Why do you have to go with Koris? This is, here's an essay. Micholo de Chai Vyes, Hikshari Barabmei, Mikolboki Mikolamifrach, Mala Tzada Shove, Shekain Lav. That means of a koponim, by a cholo, there's an Issa Lav. Cholo lo yikochu, Sha'av be Issa cholo de Chai Vyes, Ikel Lav de cholo lo yikach. Now I'll take a cholo. So, was geht mir on how she became a chalola, but the Iser is an Iser lav, in Mitzri is an Iser esse. V'tiretz, amore de kechidish, the shemo chalola, abo michai ve'esse, leke lav ela asei lekoin abo leom. That is, that a chalola v'chai ve'esse is only an esse. Halocha ni yoyme. So he told them, listen, you hold like a Beleza Ben Yaakov, so I'm telling you, it's a halacha. So Tosfos says, Lav halacha l'moishim isinai koma, dim kain amai poligalai, Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha koma, halacha niyoyim akach kibalti me rabboisai. That's the halacha over here. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanya, Oma lehen Rab Shimon, halacha aniyoyim. It's a halacha. Va'oid, mikra misayeni. The pasuk also seems to say the way I said. Bonim, v'loi bonais. Bonim, ashe yevodu lahem der shlishi yovei lekal Hashem. So it says, the third door of the bonim is permissible. But by bonais, that doesn't apply by bonis, because bonis are mutter, by the way. So here's a ray from a posik. Tana Rabbonon, bonim v'loi bonois divrei Rab Shimon. Omer Rab Yehuda, areihu oimer, bonim ashe yivodu lam der shlishi, hakosov tolon b'leido. Let us see Rashi. Tup shotim in Rashi. Rashi says, ashe yivodu. So Rashi says one pshat, kol haneilodim lohem, afilu nekeve b'mashme, amir diketais, bonim, one. Ashayevodu means the nekeves also. Is doshlishi, yovil, is mutam. That's one pshat. So ashayevodu is mar b'nekeves. Lishna achine, Tolon belede, tolo habonim be'aim sheyeledes oisam. The Torah says, it's the Issa is dependent on the mother. What does that mean? De'im hire shoyna haben sheyni. That means Rashi is saying a moira de kezach. Now let's say the father will be a sheyni, a mitzri sheni, and the mother's a mitzri rishen. So what will the child be? The child will be, asher yivoldu lahem, you look, be'aim sheyoledes oisem, you have to look who gave birth. The cheshbon in doiris is from the moilet, you cheshbon with the moilet. We loved in the keves asurais, if the keves aren't asurais, My ilchis talon belede. That means if the nekevis are asurais, so she's a mitzris rishoine, that is also. So then he has a din of a mitzri shaini. So he has a din of a mitzri shaini. So then the inyan of minyan applies from the mother. But if she's mutter, she's like stamazay agiyoris, so she's not sort of mitzris rishoine, we'll see, she's stamazay agiyoris, so how can you start counting from her? She's bechlau not a makir to count from. So we see, if you count from her as a raidat, then the kebis are also. These two pshotim in Rashi. Dachstach mir, the Miri brings down this a machloikis harishoinim. What is pshat in this din? This din that at a kosov tolon beleida. Tolo abonim be'em she'iledes aysam. So Rashi says a moshul that the father was a mitzri sheini, the mother's a mitzri rishin, so the child is a mitzri sheini. So that means lachumri yigor basa the mother. What's the din? It will be the other way around, that a mitzri rishin will marry a mitzri shniya. So there's a machlokes rishinim. Others say akosav talon beleide. The cheshbon is tali in the meilet. So here's a din of a mitzri shlishi. Another say it's only din lachumra, not lekulam. Okay. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, he loved Omar Rabbi Yehuda at kosov tolon beleide. He says Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a nekeve is also wasa. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. If he wouldn't have said this, lo imotzo yodo v'raglo v'beis ha-medrash. So Rabbi Yehuda would not have amokim in the beis medrash. V'shitosa, he'd be upgefrekt. Why? Given the omar mar, kahal geirim ikriko. Rabbi Yehuda holds kahal geirim ikriko. That means all psulei kahal are also to marry a geiris. Is mitzri sheini ba mayito. So how could a mitzri sheini be mitayr himself? It says, der shlishi, yovi bikal Hashem. How is it possible that a mitzri, that there should be such a thing as a der shlishi? Who is he going to marry? Who is a mitzri going to marry? If he would be, he would hold like Rab Shimon, that in the cave is a mutter. So if he holds like Rab Shimon, so a mitzris rishoine is a kosher giyoris. There's no such thing mitzris. She's a kosher giyoris. So a mitzri is not permitted to marry her. Because she's a kosher giyoris. She has no dinim of... So she's Kal Hashem. And he's also lovey because... So how could there ever be a din of mitzri, of mitzri shlishi? Abba Rabbi Yehuda, the shitosei, Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on Rabbi Shimon, he holds in the kevus ha'osa, so Baruch Hashem. So she's not Kal Hashem, he's not Kal Hashem, so it's a zivik. So memela, so rishen ki marry rishen, rishen ki marry shli, and then you have a shlishis. Let us see Rashi. He loved Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Kosov Tolom Beleidu, Nikavis, Nami Yasures, Loi Motza, Yodo, Veraglo, Bebeis HaMedesh, Kloime, Loi Yochel, Lamed, Bedvorev, he wouldn't be Yais gehalten. Kiven the Omer Amar, Kal Geirem, Mikri Kolbe, Meseches Kedushin, he Isa the Nikavis, Shorien, La'alta, if you hold the Nikavis, Amut, Havaluhu, Kol, so that's Kal Hashem. Basurais mitzris rishayne ishniye le mitzri rishim vishayne. Then I'll have to marry a mitzri. Is bamei yitaru v'yavudei der shlishi. So it's impossible for a mitzri to marry a mitzris or a giyayres or a bas yisrael in order to have a mitzri shlishi. And the Torah says that such a thing as a mitzri shlishi. So akochach, that the nekevus are also. So the Gemara says, "Dume di'iyova v'nosiv." What's your problem?
Your problem is, how is it Shayach a Mitzri Shlishi? A Mitzri Shlishi is speaking about if he was a Shaygitz, and he married a Bas Yisrael, and Tantik, and his son married a Bas Yisrael. So you have a Mitzri Shlishi, he did it the Yom of Anossi, he did an Aveir, and he married.
So the Gemara says, the Eloi Kosev come, and the Torah would not tell me. And the Bemis and the Mephoshim explain beautifully. The Torah would not tell me, Der Shlishi Yovi Bekal Hashem, if the only way this Der Shlishi could come about is to Averis. The Torah doesn't talk like that. Like the Torah of Aistos, there's such a the Der Shlishi. Where's there Der Shlishi? So the Gemara says, Arei Mamzer De'i V'kos V'kro, the Torah spoke about things that come about through Averis. These are facts of life. If a person did an Averis, so now there's a Mamzer. Mamzer is if there was an Averis. Arei Mamzer De'i V'kos V'kro. So the Gemara says, De'i L'Yisuri Kosav, De'i L'Teira Loi Kosav. The Torah to tell us Yisurim. That means that he'll tell her if it happened that there was a but if it happened, you have to know that the mamzer is also lovi bekal Hashem. So we have to talk about that, even though it's not shiach. And if it happened, you have to know the dinim. Abodile teire loikosav. But before we go further. There's a Moiradike Kasha from Rabbi Kevege. Rabbi Kevege asks, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Beis is brought down before, we just learned, Ein Zayin Amud Beis, Rabbi Yochanan holds, that Akum Habora Bas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer. So Rabbi Kevege asks, so we have a case of Mamzer without an Aveire. Taisa says that after Zayin Amud Beis, that a akum habo abas Yisrael betzine is muta min ha-teire. So my male, if it's muta min ha-teire, I have a case of a mamza. I have a case. Well, why do you say it's di? It's a hetagoma min ha-teire. Akum habo abas Yisrael. That's a bekeveges kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara wants to prove Rabbi Yochanan, this is Rabbi Yochanan that's saying this. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Rabbi Yochanan said, "Love Domer Rabbi Yehuda." Rabbi Yehuda would have been stuck because the Eloi Koma. So Moses says, "How can you say such a thing, Rabbi Yochanan?" It says Mamzer. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Mamzer is the Mamzer, isn't he? Can have a Mamzer without a the of Avanosev and Nakambo Bas Yisrael." This Kasher Rabbi Kevege asks. Rabbi Kevege says, there's a Gemara before, Rabbi Shimon bar Yehuda says that it's not a Mamza. Nakamo Babas Yisrael is not a Mamza. Tan Rabbi Shimon Yehuda. So the Gemara is asking, according to Rabbi Yochanan, how could you say such a statement, the Eloi Kosav? You see, there's a Yid that holds the E Kosav. I mean, so how to learn Pshat and Chumash? You can disagree with him, but Al Kaponim, you see that there were Tanoim that held the E Kosav. So the Rabbi Yechon said, that's different. That's Adila Yisur. Here's Adila Teire. So the Gemara is, Rei Marze Grisho, so Adila Teire Vekosve. I have a D'I that the Teire wrote, La Teire. It says that what? It says if a person was Marze Grisho, so Mishin says, is he Teyevo, Vein Boneo Teyevim. So we're talking about we're talking about the bonim. We matter the bonim, and that's a dila hatayre. And the pasuk says it. So Moses also mishum iker isuru de kosve. The iker the pasuk wants to tell us tayevei. It's a tayevei. The tayre wants to be madgish to chayim ha'isa. It just puts in a heat to tell us that the bonim are not teiva, but right, like it's a whole parsha, assuming that there was a chet of the e like done. Let us see Rashi, the ova v'nosiv, v'bas Yisrael, like Giyores,
The Eloi Kosav Kro. Midi the idea of Avera Kosi, something that can only come about through an Avera. Loi Kosav Kro. Lameima, Bonim Asher Yivoldo. The Eloi Shchiach, Lameisu Deidah Shlishi. The Torah speaking so matter of fact. No, the third generation will be Mutta. Where is there such a thing as a third generation? They mamza the ilah have mamza they avera shiba ovi vachayve krisis because they call the yovi mamza vavagav deloy shchiach it's a call a michtevei the lachim ischami loy nitmabe but you have to know it. You have to know if it does occur you have to know the lachim ischami loy nitmabe so the mara sadila teire kegain shlishi yovoi. By Marz Grusha, say Mishani says, La'acha, the E who, it's the E, that he remarried her, because of Kala Teira, the Steve, Ki Te'eva, he, Bidachin, and he Te'eva, and Bonea Te'eva. Also Misham Ike, Isure Kosve, Lashmin, and the E he, Mio Te'eva, Abi, that she's a Te'eva. Let us see Taisvis. Mitzri Shaini Bemeyita. The Imtaima, Satoisvus asks, Yisa Shtukis, let him marry a Sofik Mamzeres. I have a Shidduch for him. The Rabbi Yehuda Isle Bepeik Asore Yuchsen, Bekol Vada Yehuda Lo Yovoi, for Bekol Sofik Yovoi. So Memele, they're speaking about Mamzer, Mamzer Lo Yovoi Bekal Hashem, Bekal Vadai lo yovei, bekal sofik yovei, in Taisvus holds, hu adin, upsulekol are only also bekal vadai, not bekal sofik, some emela ashtuki is that's a sofik mamzer, a sofik yisrael, so this is sofik kol is muta. Va ben nami yehe muta lovei bekal. Now we say, what's with the child? The child is a sofik mamzer. I could say, Doshlisha Yovi Bikal Hashem, Abenami Yemutalovi Bikal, the Mamza Vada Yudalo Yovi, Mamza Sofik Yovi, so what's the problem? A Sofik Mamza is Mutter, a Sofik Kol is Mutter. So Taisa says, I have a Shidduch for him, let the Mitzri marry a Shtuki, and the second they'll marry a Shtuki and finished, and then we'll have a Yovi Bikal Hashem, he's not a Mamza, and he's a Mitzri Shlishi. The Shleimer, so Taisa says two terets. Terets number one, the Shtukim loy Shrichi. By terets, not Shrich should have a Shtuki, a Psasafik Mamza. Some of the Pasuk isn't speaking about such a case. Inami, the Mamzeres loy Efsha, Elo Be'isa, Choshev De'i, U'De'i loy Kosid. So Taisva says, so why are you going with the E? How do you have a Sofik Mamzer? How do you have a Shtukis? You have a Shtukis that is a Sofik Mamzer. So Memele, so that's also, that's the E. How do you have a Sofik Mamzer? So Rabbi Kivega says, Pshat and Taisvis, and here he asks over the same Kashe, but he applies by Tzorchi and Gobel. Rabbi Kivega asks as follows. Poshutaisis means to say like this. He says, what is the case of a Sofik Mamza? He says, a case of a Sofik Mamza is as follows. It's a Sofik, Ben Tes L'Rishen, Ben Zayin L'Sheni. I don't know who the father is. If this one was the father, so it's a Mamza. If this one was the father, it's not a Mamza. That's what Taisvus means. That would be a case of a shtuki. That means, that would be a case of a shtuki. It's a sofik ben tes l'rishin ben zayin l'achrein, and by one of them would be a mamza. So Taisvus says, that's the E. So upon them, one person didn't have in order to get a shtuki. A shtuki de reise. Like Rabbi Keveger, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have a case with Aaron. Rabbi Yochanan l'shitosoi. Rabbi Yochanan l'shitosoi holds Akum Abor, Abbas Yisrael,
Avlad Mamza. So he says you have a case without the E. What is Pshat in the second Teretz of Tosfos? That means as follows. That means that an Akum was boiled on Yisheh. That's a Ben test from the Akum. And then 2 months later, Yisrael was boiled the Yisheh. We have a Sofik, is it a Ben Zayin La'achin? Is it a Ben test L'Vishin? If it's a Ben test L'Vishin, it's a Mamza. If it's a Ben test, and it's not the E. Why does Tosfos, and here we're going according to Rabbi Yochanan L'Shitosek. Rabbi Yochanan L'Shitosek, he says, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have your dying the raglaim to, he has no way to say Pshat and Chumash. If he wouldn't say this Shtik Torah, that he's Chaylik on Rabbi Shimon. So, Rabbi Kvega says, an echtike talk, you can learn Chumash beautifully. You can learn Chumash, that they made a Shtuki, and the Shtuki is not the E. Kadeba Shtuki, it's a Akum. Asofik ben Akum, Asofik ben Yisrael. So it lies by Tzorchi in Godu. The Imtayma, so Tosfos asks, V'yisa Nesina, have another Shidduch for him. Let him marry a Nesina, V'avlat Koshel Rabbi Yochanan, Doma Besomach, Mitzri Sheini, Shenosa, Mitzri Sri Sheina, Bno Shlishi, Habe, the Bosso Didei Shadina. That you go Bosso Didei, so if you go Bosso Didei, so Memele, so it's not in the scene, it's a Mitzri Shlishi. And it's in Psulam Utom Lovi Zebozeh. Yishloim et Rabbi Yechon doch esobe ki idach der Rabbi Yechon in der Oma Rabdim yam Rabbi Yechon in Bno Sheini habe. Te boso di do shadin alay. Here they ask a kasha and taisu to hear this a besundere din halaych achar apostle. That means if you have a mitzri in the sine, so you zicher go, there's no shaykhus with Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon is speaking about if it's one ume. So the Shaila is the Yuchashben Deiris according to him, according to her. So that's a din Bosa Didei Shadina. But here there's a din Halechach Apsulam. That means if she's an Asina and by him there's no Psul, so the shall Zich be a Nosim. Vim Taima. Oksiv Kro Di Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds as a Pasuk that says Di Dido Shila El Mei Amav Besula Mei Amav Ikach ishe lebas ger amoini habo abas Yisrael. That it comes from shnei amomim. So you have, so the pasuk is speaking about a case of the e. Rabbi Yochanan alone l'shitosa b'yishloim b'di yitura d'kro osi shaper l'di. The yitur me'amov. So it's coming to tell us a case of D, that's not kefelach. Avol pashte dikro loy. This is a pashte dikro. That the shlishi yovi bekal Hashem without making a to-do about it, the posik would not write it a psazoi pashtos dik if the only way it could occur is only the yovah of anosa. Tana rabon. Zok te gemara baita. It says in the Pasuk, Bonim Ashi Yevodu Lahem Dor Shlishi Yovei Lahem Bekal Hashem. So it says, Bonim and Dor. Nema Bonim, Lama Nema Doris. Nema Doris, Lama Nema Bonim. I was the Torah Mishana Deloshin, Bonim and Doris. So the Gemara says, Im Nema Bonim, Vuloi Doris, Vuloi Nema Doris. We'll see the Ben Shlishi would be Yovi Bekal Hashem. Hayisi Aime Ben Rishin B'Sheni also Shlishi Mutas. I would say Ben Shlishi means a third child. The Mitzri has three children. The third child is Muta. The first two children are also. I wouldn't be toilet in Doiris. I'd be toilet to the Ben Shlishi. Lakach Nemo Doiris. The Der Shlishi is Muta, not the Ben Shlishi is Muta. That means, I would say, der Shlishi Yovi Lekal Hashem, that means we're speaking about Klal Yisrael who's Oymed Har Sinai. We're saying that a Mitzri cannot marry you, he cannot marry your children, but your grandchildren, a Mitzri is permitted to marry. A Mitzri Rishon is permitted to marry your grandchildren. So that's what it says in the Pasuk, the Bonim, was speaking about the Deiris of the Bonim of the Mitzri, not the Deiris of the Oyim de Mal HaSinai. Not speaking about Klal Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. Im nema bonim lichtev ben shlishi yovei, oider shlishi yovei, lehem, le lichtev bonim. Ben rishim vishayni ger mitzri shenor deloi shloisha bonim, la'ache shenizgaya, ben rishim vishayni yeyosru vashlishi muta lakach nehem adeiret, lashminin dechol bono vasurim. Ubnei bonim utare, the kirtzuz in amuta. Vim nema der shlishi vay nema bonim, ayisi oima, Loisen Yisrael moim de Mar Sinai hu moim der Shlishi, der Shlishi shalochem, yo der Shlishi, yo vilahem bekol tloima, bachem abivneichem asurim mitzri vadoimi. I permitted to marry you and your children. Afo vnei bonim mutorim. Mishom boholam mutorim mitzriim, afo loger rishi. So that's why it says, deiris and bonim. Now, it says twice in the Pasuk Lahem, Bonim asher yevoldu lahem, der shlishi yovi lahem bekal Hashem. Lahem, so the first Lahem is Mehem Mono. You start counting from them. Let us see Rashi. Mehem Mone, Hu Rishain, Bnoi Sheini, Uben Bnoi Muta. That means, if I wouldn't say the Mehem, I would say, Bonim Asher Yevoldu, we start counting from the Bonim. So the Bonim is the first Deir, that's the first Deir after the Geiris. So therefore it says, Lohem, Mehem Mone, you start counting from the Mitzri that was Megai himself. Lohem, now there's a second Lohem, Haloich Acher Psulam. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi Lahem Haloich Acher Psulam. Trei Lahem Ksivi. Umashma Haloich Acherayhem. You should always go after them. Dim Nitmu Bikshayrim. Kegoin Mitzri Shenoso Yisraelis. Yisrael Shenoso Mitzris. Haloich Acherayhem. The blood is possible other shlishi. Yeah. So now the Gemara says further. Bitzach le michtev lahem, bitzach le michtov asher yevoldu. Because of achmona asher yevoldu, have a meaning mibnei amona. You start counting from the mitzvah that was Megai himself. Because of Achmon Olehem, Avaminim, Mitzvah Smuberesh, Nizgaira, Hi Ubnochad. Because of Achmon Ashayibodu. Let us see Rashi. Pitzach Lemichtav Lehem, the Mashme, the Mehem on it. Bitzach asher yevoldu, v'loiteime asher yevoldu mibneim monet. You should start counting the three deiris from the bneim. V'koshu kroy adodi, in the takar is a stir in two psukim, elu lemil sarachiti yitzrich, so fakert, the lehem is mehem monet, the yevoldu is from something else. Kosu b'chmon asher yevoldu, lemeimer, the chol leider, the geiris ve'iloch, every leida after geiris, chodadoros. So this is another day.